Hey, good morning, Faith Love Church. It's so good to be with you again today. I just really want, I feel in my spirit that as I've been praying that over the last couple of days that we've gone back into lockdown and it almost seems like we've taken a step back. I know for myself some of the disappointments, like for us as a team, we were all preparing is how do we start church and stagger it so that we can come together and for worship. But all of this has taken a step. And I believe, as I've been praying over this, where the Spirit of God's just spoken to me personally, just said, Ted, you need to respond, not react. Don't react to a situation. Don't use unnecessary energy in a situation, but respond to the situation. And today I just want to speak into your spirit, speak into your situation, speak into your family, is that there is a response that is within you that God's going to unlock today. I believe that every one of you have got a God-given response deep on the inside of you that looks at a situation and then declares the word of the Lord. Where we are in this situation, yes, there are stringent things that we are all caught up. Yes, there are restrictions, but our God is not restricted. Your faith is not restricted. And so today, what we want to do is to unlock what God has put inside of you. You are bigger than what you think. You are greater than what you think. You have more energy, more power, more resources, more prophetic words inside of you that you have given yourself liberty to even think and to dream. So today, as we move into something new, as this time that things look like they have increased, but I'm here to tell you that we are going to increase greater than any restrictions. We're going to increase in more and more and more. The Bible says, what the enemy meant for evil, God turns it out for good. So when we look at this situation, it's going to turn out good for you. Do not presume that you're going backwards. Don't presume that things are not going better. But let your faith rise up and go, hey, I am going to overcome. You need to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your heart and go and look at this situation. Look at any situation you find and say, I will overcome because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of his testimony. It is not a time to sit back. It's not a time to let it happen to you, but it's a time to respond. See, Jesus never reacted. He always responded. Every time that there was a need, God responded. And the beauty with this is you respond because of something you have. You react because you don't know what to do. So there are times where there's a reaction, and sometimes the reaction doesn't do us any good. But when you respond, is you go deep inside of you and get the resources that God has given you, and then you respond. And you know, today we're talking about living in and walking out God's eternal privileges. I want to read to you 1 John 5:13 out of the NIV. It says this: I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. I want you to notice just the last phrase there. It says that you might know that you have eternal life. Here is John, and he's talking to the church. He's talking to believers. He's talking to you and me this morning. And he's going, there's John standing up and he's looking at it. He's going, Faith Life Church, I have written this for you. It is alive today that you might know that you have eternal life. I want you to notice something which is really specific. It is not saying how you get eternal life. It's not saying if you do this, then you will have eternal life. He says, I am writing this because I'm here to tell you that you have eternal life. You have eternal privileges. You have eternal resources. The Bible is not specifically saying, yes, that you're going to live forever. Yes, there is that part, but eternal life is now, present tense. So when God talks about John, he's not talking to you, look, when you die and you go to heaven, there's going to be privileges. There's going to be things that you will have and you can enjoy. But John is talking to a place. And first of all, I want you to know this, when he's writing, he's not in the great state, but he's going, hey, even in where I find myself, the life, the eternal life that is in me is greater than the circumstances that I find myself. Here's something that takes a while to drop from the head into the heart. Your outside circumstances are an indicator of what's inside of you. So everything on the outside might be telling you, you're no good. But when you look at it in the light of Scripture, any circumstances that comes against you is an indication of what God has put inside of you. Here's the amazing thing about eternal life. God provides you with an answer before the problem comes. So there are times sometimes within our thinking is that we go, okay, look, there's a problem, God, what do I do? But God says, I have put life inside of you. So when John is speaking to you, he's speaking to you right now, is that you right now have eternal life. It's in you. So we're not going to pray for you to get it. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you get eternal life. Now, you don't get 5% and then build the other 95. You get the 100%, and then you go into a life of discovery, is discovering what has God put inside of you. Sometimes if we flip it around, we go, I am empty and I'm trying to get full. So I don't know much about God, so I'm getting and I'm doing this so that I might get something. But why don't we flip it around this morning and do this? God has put something so amazing in you. It's already there. You need to walk it out. So here's the key. Eternal life is walking in. How do I walk in? I walk in when I hear the preaching about the good news of salvation. I walk in when somebody is preaching and they go, this is the love of God. Jesus lives for you. Jesus showed you the power of the cross. Jesus died for you. Jesus forgave you all your sin. Jesus has given you a relationship with the Father. He rose again on the third day. And then when you got saved, he lifted you up and you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Come on, how good is that? I have walked in to the amazingness of God. I'm here to tell you, you've got everything now. In Ephesians 1:3, the Apostle Paul, in his dynamics, in his super abundant joy that he had in the inside of him, he goes, God has already blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Just let that pour down. It is that the thing that you need, the answer that you need, is already been put inside of you. So with the way we respond, the way we are going to respond to this situation, the way we're going to respond to any health issues, the way we're going to respond to any depression issues, the way we're going to respond to any financial issues, the way we're going to respond to any relationship issues, the way we're going to respond to doubt, fear, criticism, is what is inside of us. See, when I react to the circumstances around me. When I respond with what God has given me. The Bible says, whatever you have, you can give away. So the good news is, when you have decided and you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, when you said, God is now my Father. I am a part of a family. I am not an individual trying to make my own way. I am a part of a family. Everything I do matters. I want to just show you some keys that what you have on the inside of you. There's a king in the Old Testament by the name of Asa. And what was amazing with him, he ruled for 41 years, and 35 years of his reign was totally peaceful. I want you to get this, right? When you read the Old Testament, you've got wars, you've got all of these conflicts. But here's a king that had his rule for 41 years, and for 35 of that years of reign, it was totally peaceful. The Bible actually puts it this way. It comes in. He had rest on every side. So if we start looking at this king, and he says, for 41 years, I ruled and I reigned. And 35 of those years, I had peace on every side. So when I first saw that, I was reading it, I go, God, this is absolutely amazing. So I started to look at some of the keys of ruling and reigning. In 2 Chronicles 14, verse 4, and he says this, that he commanded Judah to see the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment. When I first read this, the part that stood out to me was seek the Lord God of their fathers. So he's telling her, I want you to seek the God of your fathers. So it was this term that jumped out inside of me. He could have said, I want you to run after God, seek God. But he says, I want you to seek the Lord God of their fathers. So he says, I want you to go back and I want you to seek the God of your fathers. So when we start talking about that, every time that God reveals himself to a person, he's also revealing himself to you. So when we start talking about the fathers, it means this. When you are born again, you have a heritage. You have a family line. So what was interesting, I remember when I first got born again, I got my New Testament and I started to read Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, one of my favorite books. And it always starts off, especially in Matthew, in John and also in the book of Luke, it starts with a genealogy. And I always used to go, so that we can trace that Jesus was from the line of David. And I go, yes. But it actually means a lot more. When you read the genealogy, you are talking about your family line. So when we start, when we open up the scripture, we go, you know, Adam begot, 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 begot. I used to think it's a lot of begots. But I understand this. When you got born again, when you received salvation, you became a part of a family. You actually got put into a family. So when you're reading that genealogy, you are talking about your lineage, your heritage. So when you open up the Word of God after this and pick it up and go, hey, you know what? I have a lineage. I have a heritage. You know what's amazing? Inheritance. Inheritance is this. Is that somebody does something and then leaves it for you. So when we think about heritage, we tend to think about finances, land, stocks, houses, all of this stuff. But there's something greater than the natural heritage. It is a spiritual heritage. It's a spiritual lineage. So when you got born again and you read the genealogies, it's the God of your fathers. So God is saying this. When he said, seek the God of their fathers, he's saying, hey, listen, now I was the God of Abraham. How did I reveal myself to Adam? How did I receive myself to Abel? So the concept there is that you, by becoming a part of the family of God, have got an inheritance. That means every revelation that God revealed himself to the God of their fathers is also meant for you. I want you to just draw your attention to Exodus chapter 3, verse 5, also reading it out of the NIV. Listen to this. And God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers. Again, you have this term, the God of your fathers. And then he elaborates it and he says this, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. The name you shall call me from generation to generation. So God is just saying something to this. Understand this, you're not alone. You're not just somebody that's been adopted into the family, but you don't look like the family. You're not somebody that's been adopted that looks odd. But when you got adopted, you start to look like the family. And God says, I am the God of the fathers. And he says, it's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. So the God of their fathers are these. It is when you read about a person that has been involved in a situation and God has revealed a revelation of who he is and what he can do. He's not just done it for Moses, but he's saying, what I did for Moses, I can do for you. How I revealed myself to Moses is how I'm revealing to you. So the beauty with all of this is that it says, when Ezra said, you want to be free on each side, understand, use the revelation that God has revealed himself to the fathers. Now, just to quickly to go over this, it says, I am the God of Abraham. Who's the God of Abraham? Remember this, Abraham was absolutely nobody. Abraham was barren. Abraham had a lot of issues, and yet God chose him. And what's the famous revelation of Abraham? Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Get a load of this. Here's the revelation that's your revelation. The revelation is the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham. What does this revelation? When you believe God, you are made righteous. Not you will become righteous after a prolonged period of time, after exams, after all of this. So it says, here's the revelation. You are made righteous. Well, Ted, how do you know I'm righteous? If you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you are in relationship with Him, if you believe God, guess what? You are righteous. So it says, so now God says, that is your revelation. Understand this. You cannot now, after hearing me speak to you this morning, you can't ever look at Abraham and go, oh, that was the God of Abraham. No, this is my God. When God spoke to Abraham, He spoke to you. When God revealed Himself as the righteous maker, when God says, you can't become righteous with your own works, but you can become righteous by believing what I say. So there's Abraham. And then He says, there's Isaac. You know, one of the things that God explained to Isaac, Isaac dug wells in the desert. He just got to understand, what does God of Isaac, just one of the things that he says that I was pondering about this. Isaac was a well digger. He dug wells. Not only did he dig wells for himself, but for others. So the God of our fathers, Isaac, is if you are in a barren place, you can dig a well. Others will find dirt when they dig, but guess what? When you dig, you're going to find water. Others will find rocks, you're going to find gold. The Bible says that he was a well digger. That means this, is if you find yourself in a desert experience, the God of your fathers, the God of Isaac, the revelation is this. Go out into the desert and dig. So right now, I've got a prophetic word for you. You think you're in a desert. I'm declaring to you, go and dig where you are. Go and dig where you are. Some of you are thinking, oh, man, if I could change places, if I could do this. No. In your desert, where you find yourself, I believe that I'm prophesying to families. I believe I'm prophesying to individual and businesses. You might declare, you might look at yourself in the desert, but the God of Isaac was somebody that dug wells in the desert. And not only did he have water for his livestock, but for everybody else. And the Bible says he even dug 5 wells. Church, individuals, I want you to say this. Yes, this could be a desert experience, but the joy of God is this. That the God of Isaac is a well digger, and he's going to do that. And then he's got Jacob. Wow. Hey, you know what? I love Jacob. Jacob made every mistake. If you wanted to tick Jacob out, you could. But he made all this mistake. But you know what the beauty, one of the things that is a God thing? Jacob was under heaven. He says that there were stairs going up between heaven and him. He says, I was under an open heaven. So what does it teach me? That the God of Jacob is my open heaven. So he says, I opened up heaven for Jacob. He was in the desert experience. He was running from fear. He was running from saw this. But yet when he rested, listen to me carefully. When he rested, he was resting under an open heaven. And he said this, if only I had known it. I'm here to tell you, when you start to move in this, when you start to accelerate in this, is that God is saying to you, seek the God of your fathers. How did I reveal myself to them? That is your revelation. Sometimes what we do, we think, oh, I've got my own personal revelation. I don't have a personal revelation. When God does something in my life, it's for everybody. So it's not something that I hide. It's not something that I charge for. It's not something that I go, oh, this is just my mind. So God says, Ted, whatever I do for you, I do for others. So I'm here to tell you, every time God reveals something to you, He's declaring it to the world. And God says, you need to seek the God of your fathers, because in all of them, I revealed something unique, and it all belongs to you. I want to just look at Daniel. Daniel is a God of our fathers as well. And what did Daniel do? Daniel learned how to thrive in captivity. So when I think about Daniel, I go, wow, he gets taken from Jerusalem. He gets put into Babylon. They change his name. They try to change his personality. They do everything. And yet because he is faithful to God, yet because he loves God, he moves in God, God still promotes him in captivity. And the other thing too, is that when I think about Daniel, Daniel brings revelation when there is no revelation. Daniel has the ability. God says, I am the God that can take something complex and make it into a reality. Look at Daniel 2:23. This is after the king had a dream. And no one could interpret it. So he goes to Daniel. And Daniel starts to see God. And I think, look at what Daniel says in Daniel 2:23. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. Again, think of this, look at this. This is, he's saying the God of my fathers. He could have just said God, but he is Daniel, and he's understanding this principle. Is that I am under a family revelation. I am not under personal revelations. This is a little bit for me. But he says, I thank you for the God of my fathers. He says, you have given me wisdom and might and have made known to me what we asked you to. For you have made known to us the king's demand. He's the God saying, he's starting to pray for the fathers. And look, when he understood the completeness of taking the revelation from all of these others and making it says, you have made known to me. You have given me wisdom and might. So just move with this and go into this, wow, the God of your fathers. Think about all the things that you have read in the Bible where God's come through. Think about right from Genesis all the way to this present, 2020, is that God has been revealing himself. God has been doing it. Even at the time, just look through your church. Let's look at Faith Life Church. All the time that God has come through for us. Every time we had to move, God come through. You know, we get told Friday that we can't meet on a Sunday. God comes through. Financially, he comes through. And there's so many things that God has done. Now, in coming to a landing with this, look at James chapter 2, verses 5 to 7. I want to read this to you out of the Message Bible. He says, listen, dear friends, isn't it clear by now that God operates quite differently? He chose the worlds down and out as the kingdom's first citizens with full rights and privileges. This kingdom is promised to anybody who loves God. Let me just read that to you again. Listen, dear friends, isn't it clear by now that God operates in quite differently? He chose the worlds down and out as the kingdom's first citizens with full rights and privileges. This kingdom is promised to anybody who loves God. I want you to get this, is that you are part of a family with privileges. What's really interesting is when with the friends that I know, that there are some people that are my friends, right, that were born in solo families and that didn't get a lot of privilege, and yet others I know that were born into privileges. I remember talking with one of my friends, and we were out surfing, and we were all talking about how we're saving money for cars and doing this, and he had this blank expression on his face, and he said this: I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't have to save. I'm a part of a wealthy family, and whatever I need, we don't talk about money. We just talk about excess. And I go, wow. So he was born into privileges. But I would, so when he's talking about here, he's James, and he's talking about that. When you came in, you became a part of a family with privileges. You have eternal privilege. That means that because you love God, it's because you have known what it's like to give your life over to God and have your sins forgiven, becoming born again. God says you have entered into a family of privileges. James is saying, Daniel, you have full rights and full privileges. I would just pause down for a second. The God of your fathers, it is a privilege to use what God gave Abraham. It is a privilege to use what God gave Isaac. It is a privilege to use what God gave Moses. It is a privilege what God gave to David, that he gave to Solomon, that he gave to Joshua, to give to his mighty men. God is saying this, the full rights and the privileges every time. Listen to me carefully now. Every time God revealed himself to Adam, he said, this is a privilege in the kingdom of God. When he said, watch this, when Cain sinned, what did the father do? He came up to him and he says, Cain, part of the family privilege is like what happened to Abel. Abel, family privileges. We can use the blood of the lamb to get rid of sin, to make us clean again. So it goes to Cain. You're part of the family privileges. If you want what Abel has, you can have it. So here's the key. So when God revealed himself to Abraham, he was saying, this is for you. When he revealed himself to Isaac, he says, this is a part of your privilege. When he revealed himself to Jacob, this is a part of your privilege. When he revealed himself to Daniel, this is a part of your privilege. When he revealed himself to a young man called David and made him a king, he's revealing to you his privileges. When there was Solomon, the wisest man on the earth, I says, I'm revealing myself. And here's Asa. He comes in and he's living in a world where there's wars going around. And then God says to him, because you seek the God of your fathers. Now the word seek there, it's not something that's hidden. It means this. Sometimes we seek for a remedy when we're sick, but the word there seek is to go after, is have a relationship with this God. This is not just techniques. These are not just patterns that you can live by, but this is a person. So God is saying, when you start to live with the God of your fathers, that means that you start to live and you start to respond to how God has revealed himself. So when people say, you're not good enough, you go, no. The God of my fathers, Abraham, taught me something. Abraham received a revelation that when you believe, you will become righteous. So therefore, when the Father looks at me, he looks at me because that I am totally clean, because this is the revelation. So here's the key for us today. This is what I'm so excited today, is this. Is that I am running after and I am seeking the God of my fathers. I want to respond to this situation or any given situation with the God of my fathers. That means that every revelation that I have received now belongs to me. It is a time in this season that we are bold enough, courageous enough to receive every God-given revelation. That is why when you pick up your word for all the way from Genesis, all the way to Revelations and beyond, that we go, this is mine, this is mine. I am not reading a history book about one of my ancestors. I am receiving a revelation from one of my ancestors. Do you realize, has it come across your mind and you're thinking how blessed we are? We are so blessed. I'm trying to calm down, but I can't. I'm thinking, and my DNA is starting to arise because I'm praying for you every day. I'm seeking God for you every day. I am proclaiming every day, and I am seeking the God of my fathers. When I read that, my father, I realize now that God is inviting me. He says, everything that I have just mentioned is already inside of me, so I am going to respond. So here's the key. Why don't we do something so courageous and break the system mold that has been placed upon us systematically? You're not this, you're not this, you're not this. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So now I'm going to respond. Now I am going to respond with worship. I am going to respond with that. I am going to respond that I am under an open heaven. I am going to respond. I am going to go dig in a desert and I'm going to find water. I am going to respond that though people are saying you cannot have children like Abraham, I am going to have children. When people say you are not righteous, no, I am righteous by the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to start to respond like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm going to respond like Paul did. I'm going to respond like Barnabas did. I'm going to respond like James did. I'm going to respond like David did. I'm going to respond like Solomon did. I'm going to respond like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. I'm going to respond like David's mighty man. I'm going to respond like Solomon, saying, hey, the wisdom of the world is now inside of me. The wisdom of God is inside of me because my Father is God. And in, going back to what he said in Exodus, he says, this is for every generation. Listen to me carefully. This is not just for a generation past, nor to a generation future. It's now. Every revelation that God has written and God has given now belongs to you. Now let us respond. You know what? Just before we started filming, we were having a prayer meeting, and one of the things we were praying for is that the words that come out of our mouth will not return to us void. And I'm here to tell you, and I believe this is a really prophetic thing. You'll find that in Isaiah 55. And he says that when we're going to start to speak. Well, why don't we right now start to declare things over our lives, over that. Start to declare over your family. My family is not going to get frustrated, but they're going to get peaceful. My body is turning around. My finances are turning around. My situations are turning around. Everything is turning around because I am going to become a responder, not a reactor. And I respond by faith. I dare to believe God. Let me just read that to you again. He chose the worlds down and out as the kingdom's first citizens with full rights and privileges. Let's live in the privileges of God. Let's live with the family privileges. I am here to instruct you. I am here to speak to you. I feel like I'm standing in for the Father today. I kind of feel that God's saying to encourage people, encourage. I woke up this morning, just encourage, encourage, encourage. Yes, it's tough times, but we're going to start to declare. I declare, put your hand on your heart and go, I declare, this is my body. My body is responding to God. Every cell in my body is responding to Isaiah 53. And I put my hand on my mind and I go, my thinking is responding to the God. I have the thoughts of God. I have the imaginations of God. Put your hand over your mouth and go, this might be just slips, but when I open my mouth, the word of God's going out and it's not going to come back to me empty. What I give, what I speak, what I share, what I worship doesn't come to me empty. I'm here to declare to you that God is encouraging you to live like a family, to become a part of the previous family. We're part of the family of God. We are part of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Daniel. We're part of everybody. And let us with one voice lift up our hearts to God and declare, you are the God to every generation. What you were then, you will be now. What you are now will be for my future. So my children's future is secure. Just let me just pray for you, Father. As we come to this time now, Father, I pray that we will start to bring the courage and say, I'm going to live in my full privileges. Father, I pray for everybody right now in the name of Jesus that who find themselves in a place where they don't belong, they find themselves in a dark place, in a sick place, in a fearful place. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every single person by the Spirit of God, I prophesy into your world, I prophesy into your life that you will arise by the power of the living gospel, by the power of the cross, by the power of the resurrected life of God that is in you. Arise, arise, arise. Do not take no for an answer. It is not a time to be lapsed. It is not a time to weep. It is time to dry your tears. Get up and start to declare God's victory. Start to declare that you are righteous. Start to declare that you are a well digger. Start to declare that you have an open heaven. Start to declare that you can interpret hard dreams. In the name of Jesus, I command you, I, with everything inside of me, I'm encouraging you, arise, let the power of God inside of you, because it's time for you to live in the full privileges of God. And if you're here and you're listening to me and you've never made Jesus Christ your Savior, you could be saying, well, how do I get into these privileges? It is amazingly, not simple is the wrong word, but it's amazingly profound. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart and you speak with your mouth that Jesus Christ died for you and he rose again for you, that you believe that he's there to save you, you will be saved. Why don't you just pray this prayer after me? Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe, Father, that you sent Jesus to die just for me, that when he died for all of my sin, all of my sicknesses, all of my depression, all the things that are starting to destroy me, he died for. And I right now say, I believe in you, Jesus. I believe that you love me. I believe that you died for me. I believe you rose again. I now receive you as my Lord and Savior. Baptize me in the Holy Ghost. And I want to now help me by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that I can live a life full of the privileges that I have in God. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you. We'd like to send you some material. And so that keep your praise reports coming. Hey, we're praying for you. Remember this week, respond to every situation with the God of your fathers. Every revelation that you have read belongs to you. So this week, start to use all the revelation that God has given you. Hey, God bless you. I will see you next week.